I'm Laura Winters. Three people have been killed after a National Guard helicopter crashes at our southern border. Two National Guard soldiers killed. One Border Patrol agent also died in the crash. Another soldier being treated in the hospital. Now, the chopper was in the vicinity conducting aviation operations near Rio Grande City in Texas. In Hawaii, AI technology is going to be used to prevent wildfires. Fire detection sensors are being installed to hopefully prevent what happened in Maui with that raging wildfire. Turning now to politics.
As if our democracy is on the line, because it is. We must reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
You're listening to First Lady Jill Biden as she warms up the crowd in Philadelphia ahead of the president's speech there Friday.
MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump want to pass a national ban on the right to choose, period. Well, take it seriously, folks, because that's what they're still heading for.
Former President Trump taking to his social media platform, Truth Social, to weigh in on Biden's State of the Union address.
We had the safest border in the history of our country. As soon as he got in, Crooked Joe and his radical left lunatics deliberately dismantled each and every one of those policies that were so good.
It's been 10 years following the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. A U.S. technology firm and the Malaysian government are collaborating on a fresh underwater exploration for the wreckage. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Austin-based marine robotics company Ocean Infinity conducted extensive searches for the aircraft's remnants in 2018. Company officials are now aiming to retry the search, utilizing advanced technology. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Our top story, President Biden speaks in Philly, but before boarding Air Force One, reporters asking him whether he will debate former President Trump if he is the Republican nominee. To that, Biden replies,
"It depends on his behavior."
And Vice President Kamala Harris weighing in on whether Biden should debate Trump.
We'll get to that at some point, and we'll deal with that.
To Texas now, where the Smokehouse Creek wildfire that has destroyed more than 1 million acres of the Texas panhandle is now about 75% contained. Fire crews trying to bring the flames under control. Meanwhile, the Texas A&M Forest Service says its investigators have come to the conclusion that power lines ignited both the Smokehouse Creek fire and the nearby Windy Deuce fire. At least 2 people killed, homes destroyed, and thousands of cattle killed as well. Xcel Energy, the main power provider in the Texas Panhandle, denies its equipment was the cause of these wildfires. And she hopes to be an inspiration to women around the world. USA's Ryan Daniels on the first woman to sail solo all the way around the globe. Here's his report.
29-year-old Cole Brower grew up on Long Island. Now, she's a global solo challenge champion, sailing into Spain early Thursday after a 30,000-mile adventure. She was forced to sail through hurricane-force winds and 30-foot-high waves at certain points.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.